Things, Third and King.
Third and King. Mm-hmm. And, at the corner?
At the corner, Third and King.
Is that where the YMHA is, or?
No.
What did you do there?
Worked in the store.
Was it a clothing store? Just
all sorts of things, yeah.
You got to work on Saturday, too?
Oh, yes.
You had to pull in the customers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah,
you worked on Saturday until about Saturday night around 10 o'clock?
It was probably later than that before.
Was this every day you worked there?
Oh, yes, every day.
What did you get from, do you remember?
$3 a week.
$3 a week. Okay.
He was a hard worker, a hard man to work for.
And what was his first name? I can find it from the directory. In the meantime, your father was working at Mullins. So this brings us now to about 1884, around the turn of the century now, don't we?
Yeah.
And how long did you stay there, working for Goldstein?
Only for 2 or 3 years. Uh-huh. And my father complained that I was working every evening. Mm-hmm. And he went with me to see Mr. Goldstein.
He went with you, huh?
Yeah. And Mr. Goldstein's only a young boy. How can he work every night? Well, what do you want? Well, he said he ought to have off at least 2 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
And Goldstein said, well, if he wants 2 nights a week, my other men, one of those men, they have a name of Hirsch, worked there.
Yeah.
Harry Hirsch.
Uh-huh.
And his wife's name was Mary Hirsch.
Uh-huh.
But there were several of them.
Did you get out? Did you get the time off?
No.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm.
No. So my father said, well, we'll have to quit. So this man, Tucker Funstein, got me a job in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
And I commuted there for quite a while.
What kind of job was that?
It was a manufacturing job in which I laid out the cloth on the long table.
Uh-huh.
And made, I don't know how many folds.
Uh-huh.
There were maybe 8 or 10.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a cutter.
Uh-huh.
Who would lay out the patterns.
Uh-huh.
And would cut the cloth.
Yeah.
And make also men's clothes of some kind. I don't remember what kind.
You commuted?
Oh, yes.
Did you make enough money to by train? Did you commute?
Yes, I had to commute by train.
Did you make enough money to pay for the commutation tickets?
Not much more.
But you had something, though. You were working on something. Well, and by the way, how many brothers and sisters did you have then?
I had one brother.
One brother. What was his name?
Keefe. K-E-F-F-I-E.
K-E-F-F-I-E. What is that?
I don't know. It's Keefe.
What kind of a Yiddish name is that?
I don't know.
Was that his name, Keefe?
Yeah.
Who was he named after?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, Keefe. Was he younger?
Oh, yes. He
younger. And then you had a sister?
And I had, to have difficulty recalling what age they were.
Uh-huh.
But I had...
But you had a sister?
I had, altogether, I had 3 sisters.
Ah, uh-huh.
And one brother.
One brother. Do you remember their names? Your sisters?
Gotta do a little thinking about that.
Well, we'll come back to that. So then now you're up in Philadelphia working in a, looked like a sweatshop to me. Sounds like a sweatshop.
Well, it might have been.
Uh-huh. And then, and when did you break away from that?
I was only up there for about 2 years.
2 years, uh-huh.
Then they came back to Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
And got this job at Goldstein, Third and King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's true. Now, then I went to school from there when I was...
What kind of school?
No, the... public school.
You went back to public school?
I must have gone back to public school.
What'd to go to Beacom's. You didn't go to Beacom's or Goldie's, no. Mm-hmm. Well, it was, see, I thought you said you quit Mr. Goldstein and then went to Philadelphia and worked up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then you worked there a couple of years.
That's right.
Then you came back to Wilmington. And then, do you remember what you did then? Did you go into the Notion company or Notion store?
Well, that was much later than that.
I see.
No?
Now, did you ever work for Louis Topkis?
I don't think I ever worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the same man, Tucker,
uh-huh.
and my father
uh-huh.
devised his plan of working for the Delaware Notion Company.
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the Delaware...
That was on 2nd Street, I think. 2nd and Market, was it?
No.
No? Well, I can find it in the directory. So they got you a job in the Delaware Notion Company, doing what? Just a
stock boy.
Stock boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a time when we had a when the Delaware Notion Company had a all delivered through by truck.
Oh yeah. Who was head of that then? Do you remember?
It was Louis Topkis, and I would just.
Schlesinger.
Yeah.
But Louis Topkis was the part owner of it.
Yes.
Well, that's how you got involved with Louis.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now, he was a big macher in the shul then.
Oh, my.
And you belonged to the shul, I suppose, did you? No.
I don't remember that. Uh-huh. Of course, when I went to school, I observed whatever my father wanted me to observe.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came to holidays,
yeah.
The school let the Jewish children in the class
yeah.
take off that,
I see.
You know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And when he came back to when I came back to the first or second or third period
uh-huh.
holidays,
uh-huh.
and there were 40 in the school, 45 children in the school,
uh-huh.
which was the usual number at that time. When I came back and I looked around, they're all here.
Uh-huh.
Well, it entered into my mind, well, how come that they were going to shul, nothing happened to them?
Uh-huh.
And I was heard of all the terrible things that do happen to you
yeah.
if you don't obey the,
yeah.
the logical sequence of events.
Mm.
And from that time on, I was disturbed about this question,
mm.
very much disturbed, and have been disturbed since that time.
About what now, I.B.?
About this matter of religion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I, as a Jewish boy,
yeah.
had to go, went with my father
yeah.
to shul. But when I came back to school,
yeah.
I saw that nothing happened to these other 40 children.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
And it threw some doubt in my mind. And that was my first.
Oh, I get the point. Because they went to school, something God should have punished them.
Of course. Of course.
Well, yeah. They see they had their own God, see.
Well, they must have had something because I couldn't. Of course, that thing got hold of me stronger and stronger all the time.
Uh-huh.
That how could anything like that happen?
How could anybody go to school on Yom Kippur and live?
Yeah, and have one all of them pray to the same God. No.
Did you ever solve that problem?
Not yet. not yet.
Okay. Well, now at the Delaware Notion House, I think it was called the Delaware Notion House. That's when you came under, I don't know, I'm using the right word, came under the influence of Louis Topkis.
Well, he was the boss there.
He was the boss of the community.
Well,
how did he get to be boss of the community? He wasn't the only rich man in town.
I think it's because of his leadership amongst Jewish people.
Uh-huh. Well, now,
I think he had a political angle.
Yeah.
And always felt that there was some way in which he could take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, now, my understanding is that that when he got into campaigns, you were active with him on those, no? You had no relationship at all with him?
No, I had nothing special. I don't remember anything at all.
Somewhere back in my memory, when he was in campaign, that you were also on committees with him and things like that.
Well, I might have been on his.
Okay, well, then you worked at the Delaware Notion, and then how did you get along? What happened after that, do you remember?
Well, after I got back to school, I never got anything straightened out, you know, about doing what you want, what you want to do on holidays, and that they say disturbed me very much, and my father kept working at Mullins, and let's say I was about 13 or 14 when I dropped out of school for financial reasons, and worked for Goldstein for 7 years, and he was a hard man to work for. Oh boy, he was a hard man to work for. And let's see, after Goldstein.
Now, what you do after the Notions in Delaware Notion House? What? Did you go into business for yourself, or?
No, I.
Were you in the shoe business?
No. I was just trying to figure out how it was, because I finally, when I got a job as a stock boy at the Delaware Notion House, I sort of got promoted.
I see.
When I was 17 or 18, I was actually promoted to call on trade. And I did. And I think pretty effectively I used to call on what was then the small stores in town.
Oh, yeah.
There were many, many of them, hundreds of them. It was all I could do to cover up the route.
But when did you get? Go ahead. What were you selling, Mr. Finkelstein? What were you selling?
Notions.
Like what?
Ribbons
or?
No, it would be.
Was it paper or notepaper?
Well, the character, touch of variety, and the conditions are so different then. And
that was a wholesale house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I see. Now, when did you get married? You married Clara.
Yeah.
Statnico.
That's right.
And she lived on 2nd Street?
She lived on 2nd Street. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah.
At that time.
Her father was a...
He was a...
Carpenter. A carpenter. Oh, I see. I thought they had a store on 2nd Street.
No. No? Oh, well, that's different. Clara and Tilly, her sister, felt they want to do something themselves.
I see.
So they opened up a store at 2nd and Adams Street.
Yeah.
And there for quite a while. But Clara wasn't a very strong woman, and from point of health, and her doctor advised her she ought to move out in the country. So then we moved to 16 East 44th Street.
Well, we're jumping ahead of the story. Oh, how did you come to meet Clara?
I don't know. Same thing as everybody meets somebody.
Baby. Everybody meets somebody. And then where were you married?
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
The reason for that was that there was no hall big enough for all the family to come there. And we first, as is the custom, the parents of the coming bride, they furnished the wedding.
Yeah.
And when we found that this German hall in Wellington, on East 2nd Street,
East 6th Street,
wasn't big enough to hold
it. It was not big enough, oh my. you were very, both were very popular, I suppose.
I don't know. So they decided to hold it in Philadelphia.
Did you have an Orthodox wedding?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Chuppah,
yeah.
And all that?
All that, yeah.
Do you remember who married you? It wasn't from Wilmington?
No.
Okay, and then when you came back to Wilmington, where'd you live? Remember where your first house was?
Yes. 221 King Street.
221 King Street.
There were three apartments in there. Mm-hmm. And we had a third or fourth, third floor apartment.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I remember that.
Now, at the time you were married, you were working for the Delaware Notion House.
Yeah.
I see. And then you got promoted, and then you went out and sold up and down Market Street and around that.
Well, no, Market Street, but throughout Wilmington.
Uh-huh. How'd you get around? By trolley car?